Hello, folks, and welcome to today's encore presentation of a show from last year, The Dooleys. Bobby and Steve Dooley sent out a completely insulting email to Western Estates homeowners by mistake. Here's a clue. Bobby was using voice-to-text, unbeknownst to her, she was doing voice-to-text, and some really insulting crap got into this email. We're going to listen to her explain it. We're going to listen to her beg for my help and all that is, Bobby and Steve Dooley. Today on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Yes, welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here from the El Pacifico in Southern California. And now here's your host, Phil Hendry. Thank you, General, and welcome. And Bobby and Steve Dooley will be with us here tonight. Now, this is a confusing thing. What happened, bud?
Yes, we did get an email, and it said about the pasture.
That doesn't say anything.
Well,
what is the pasture?
This is a...
I think it's the dinner.
Yeah, it's a dinner and a fashion show, what they're going to have at the Western Estates Springtacular. And she didn't mean for it to go out.
It was voice-to-text, right, bud?
Yeah, it was a voice-to-text. Somehow she recorded herself talking to Steve about some of the women are going to be sitting in a pasture.
I still don't know what they're talking about.
Well, it's a very delicate situation. Bobby didn't mean for this email to go out. It did reach the homeowners. There was another email they prepared for this fashion show.
Yeah, it's called the Feed and Fashion. And it happens every year. It's quite the event. They really put the dog on over there.
All right, bud, don't give us a review, okay?
Well,
the Feed and Fashion.
Yes, it's a dinner and a fashion show. And there's a code they use for some of the seating. And one of the codes, the code words they use is the pasture.
Yeah. Because okay, so Bobby wants to what?
Bobby wants to come on and explain. The email got out to several of the homeowners. It did get to the media. And she's got some...
Yeah, she's going to have to shovel pretty hard to get all this back in the bag, to be spread.
Whatever that means, bud.
Well, I mean, it's a...
Okay, so she did something wrong. That's the only thing I'm getting out of this.
Phil, just talk to her. She's over here. Bobby, it's all right. It's all right, dear. I've got to...
This is unusual, you and her being good buddies.
Well, she's a little bit upset, and I thought I'd try to handle it. Where are you, in the gymnasium?
Yeah, Steve and I are working out right now.
All right, here's Phil.
Hi, Phil. Mr. Hendry, thank you so much for having us on here at late notice.
Bobby, what I found out here from Bud and from Margaret and I think General... I don't know anything about it. All I know is that there was a voice to text...
Well, what happened was I was talking to Steve while I was writing the email that would be sent to the homeowners about the feed, the fashion feed, the springtacular puts the dog on. Feed, fashion, and fun. Put on the feed bag, come on down. You'll see a fashion show, and you got your face in the feed bag.
What did you just tell me? Is that to...
That's basically the cell line.
That's cell line, Mr. Henry.
That's the cell line for it.
Put on the feed bag. You got your face in the feed.
It's the springtacular. The theme of it was going to be, we're having fun. We're out here on the farm. It's the springtime. The cows are being milked. The cows are being milked. The sheep's are, they're in the field, and it's a very nice spring field.
All right. Now, what happened with the voice to text? Apparently, you were talking to Steve while you were writing this.
I had the voice to text on, and I didn't know that on my phone. It was feeding my conversation with Steve right onto the email.
She's talking all about the pasture.
Hold on, Steve, okay?
Just one person at a time, Steve.
All right. But she's talking about the pasture.
Yes. In the voice to text, I mentioned a couple of times, where's the, where will the pasture be located? And I mentioned a couple of individuals who would be pasture material. Was it?
Mary Ellen Buckner Buchanan and Sylvia Chris Misty Missabin.
Sylvia Chris Misty, Chris Whitman?
Sylvia Chris Misty Missabin.
Sylvia Chris Misty Missabin, yeah.
Who are these women?
These are all members of the Western States Homeowners Association, but we had them penciled in for the pasture.
All right, now... Okay, so I'm getting the vibe here that the pasture ain't that great.
Well, I can do it if you want. The pasture is where we put a lot of fat women.
I'll do it, Steve, for Christ's sake.
Well, everybody just calm down. The pasture is where you put overweight women?
The pasture is our code name for where the tables are set, where the larger people go. We have a lot of tables. We probably got about 500 tables for family members and couples. One section is for Circle of Taste, which is the members of our group, which is the inner circle. It's the inner fashion and taste circle of Western Estates, Mr. Henry. You understand, don't you?
Yes, I understand. We know.
Okay, God, because you guys aren't, because you're not a member.
But I could care less, Bobby, if I'm in your circle of taste.
Hi, Mr. Henry.
You sound like you're jealous.
Bobby, I'm not jealous. You got the Circle of Taste. What are the other seating sections?
There's the Circle of Taste. We have a section what we call that Beaver's Place for the Leave It to Beaver, because it's just, it's normal.
Beaver's Place?
That's right, General. It's nothing crude.
All right, so that's, and then the pasture is for who?
The pasture is where we sit, you know.
That's where we sit, some of the larger women and their families. And
what about the larger men?
Well, the larger men
generally go into Beaver Village, or whatever we call Beaver. What is it called?
Beaver Lane.
Beaver Lane.
I forget what you called it.
I do too.
Yeah, I do too.
So,
well, why do you do that? Why don't the fat men go over into the? Jesus, why are not the fat men put in the pasture?
Because it's different, okay? The larger women, if we put them in Beaverland, they're close to.
What is the name of this place again? Beaverland, Beavertown.
Mr. Henry, I won't have you raising your voice to me. I know that I made a big mistake. I know that the email got up.
I understand, Ms. Dooley, but I'm trying to get the information here. You got one section for the Circle of Taste families, which apparently are the high end of the people that live there. The other one.
No, it's just, it's these, yes, this, okay, you're right. They are the high end families.
Right, and then you have what you call the normal people, and that's Beaver Lane or whatever that is.
It's called Beaver Village.
Okay, the name's changed about five times now.
Okay, that it's changed five times, okay? Homeboy.
Hey, I got your homeboy swinging. Wait a minute. So they got Beaver Lane, you got
Beaver Village, something like that.
Right, and then you got the pasture. And the pasture, which is entirely insulting, and I understand why.
I understand why you'd get upset, exactly, Phil. To call the place the pasture where the big fat women sit is obviously calling them cows.
I didn't call them cows. I
called it the pasture, and we didn't mean for it to anybody to know about it.
Yeah, well, the people got to know about it because there it was right out there in this email. Did you see this, Bud?
Yeah, I saw the email. It came out. It said, I don't remember what it said, but something along the lines of, yes, yeah, Steve, remember that we have to cordon off the pasture. And then it mentioned this lady, Miss Missabin.
Yeah, it was Missy, Chris, Misty, Missabin, and then Andy Bucker Buchanan. And
I thought you said it was Buckner.
No, Bucker. Andy Bucker, Buckman Buchanan. These women are...
Well, you know, mention them by name here on the show, Ms. Dooley, is not exactly helping the situation.
Mr. Henry, this is the way you sounded. You went, mention them by name. I am going through enough...
Forget about the way I sound. You guys got big trouble with these women who have been put out onto a national digital show here. God knows what else. I think the media was calling, weren't they?
Yeah, they were, honey.
Oh, my God.
So she didn't know?
No, she didn't. Yeah, the Valley Hand called.
The Valley, the San Fernando Valley Hand. So now it's going to be in the Hand.
What is the Hand?
It's the daily newspaper in the San... Never mind.
All right, so here's the damage that you've done. You've got people out there in your community that know they're being referred to. They're going to sit in the pasture.
But can I just say something? The pasture is... It's first of all, it's up near the stage. It's great seating.
Doesn't matter.
Well, hold on. It's great seating. Steve, go ahead.
It's close to the buffet, okay?
Yeah, I'll bet it's close to the buffet. You put all the women in the pasture up near the food.
It's not... I love the way you people there at your show, Mr. Henry, love to take this, and you want to knead it with your fingers and your hand, a ball of
Hey, watch it.
Well, that's...
Bobby, you got yourself into this situation. You're the one that sent this email out, voice to text, and you call this place the pasture.
We call it the pasture.
We call it the pasture.
Well, so what do you propose to do?
We are trying our very best to do our best by our homeowners. Everyone is equal in our eyes, and everyone...
One of the reasons we've called Mr. Henry to see if you had any ideas, and one of the reasons why I come on, we want total transparency, and to come on and see if you had no ideas.
You want us to come up with some ideas, huh?
Asking Mr. Hendry.
Well, okay, but I got a panel of people here.
Yeah, but they're kind of hostile.
A lot of the people there are hostile to us. Margaret, I thank you for interceding on our behalf, but Bud Dickman and General Shaw are very hostile.
Well, I mean, what do you want me to say? You're the one calling them the pasture, and they belong out in a cow field.
That's not exactly the most flattering thing. You stuck your foot in it this time, Dooley.
Call my wife, Dooley.
Isn't that her name?
Well, yeah.
So, stuck your foot in it and wiggled it around, pulled it out, and it's just coated in brown. Okay, wait. You want an idea?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, what I suggest that you do is you send out an apology letter. You immediately change these code names. I mean...
Well, how else are we going to separate people by weight?
Then you got to stop doing that, Bobby. You have to stop separating people by weight. Hold on, we got to take a break here.
Are you kidding me?
Kidding me?
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show...
She doesn't want to change her ways. What she wants is to keep looking like Bobby Dooley. She wants to put, for all the world, a great face on it, but she still wants to call it the pasture and Beaverland or whatever that is.
And the circle of the taste, you know.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. And what I think she ought to write an apology letter. She's got to do that.
Absolutely.
And this whole, now that everybody knows what they call it.
Yeah, but she did say it was close to the buffet.
Who cares, man? That's insulting, okay?
Why?
Why? Because those are large... She's put large, overweight women in the pasture.
Well, I still... Yeah, but she made up for it by putting them close to...
God. Dickman, don't you get it? Hi, you're fat. And because you are, here's the food.
Oh.
Yeah, here he goes. Hey, nice one, bud.
We'll be right back with the Dooleys. And what our ideas may be on how they can solve this problem here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, where you can listen to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show right here on this platform, philhendryshow.com. See how easy it is? Get a Backstage Pass subscription, and you can listen to all 55,000-plus hours of the radio show and digital content, and all of the other wonderful things that make being a Phil Hendry fan ever so fun. Movies, videos, podcasts, and more. You can't beat it. The Phil Hendry Show website. Get a subscription for a month, get one for a year, or get a subscription for a year and get one for a month. Either way, I'm sure you'll agree. As Mr. Richard Clown of Chicago, Illinois said,
What the Phil Hendry Show has done for me, I will never be able to repay him. I already am paying him. Never mind.
Yes, the Phil Hendry Show website at philhendryshow.com. The greatest value online other than porn.
And welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Here's Phil.
Thank you, Margaret. And so what we have are the Dooleys are on the other line, and they're talking to us about an email. Do you guys have voice-to-text? I'm sure you do.
Of course, yeah.
And
sometimes with the newer phones, it's triggered and you don't know.
I've had that happen to me. I've been talking, and all of a sudden I look down at my phone, and it's transcribing everything I'm saying.
Well, that's not right. I mean, you ought to be able to sue them.
Well... you got to pay attention to what you're doing with your phone. What happened to Ms. Dooley is she was writing an email and stopped to talk to her husband about the upcoming feed and fashion.
Yeah, it's called the feed. It's called the Western States Feed, Fashion, and Flair. And
Bud, everything with you keeps changing.
You keep changing the name, Bud.
All I know it's called, feed and fashion.
All right, feed and fashion. And there's a fashion show, and they have a seating chart that is known by code names.
Yeah, so the public doesn't know this.
Not at all, no. So one section's for her friends, the Circle of Taste. The other is Beaver Village or whatever, for just the normal people.
Yeah, and then the other one's the pasture where the fat women roam.
Not roam, ass.
Bud, quit making a joke out of it.
Well, Deck, I didn't make a joke. That's basically it. That's where the...
This idea that overweight women are a target for humor really pisses me off.
All right, now wait just a minute, okay? We're not exactly talking about a disability here. I understand and I agree that we shouldn't be mocking people, but it's not a disability so much as it is a personal, if you will, preference, weakness.
And what about some people that have a physical condition because of it?
And I understand that is certainly a part of it. But here's the thing. Get the Dooleys back on, will you? What am I doing?
Yeah, the Dooleys is chomping at the bit there.
Hi, Bobby.
Yeah, so we're sitting here listening to you take us apart like warm bread.
Mr. Henry, we know who we are, and we know who the fat people are.
And well, there you go. So, and you know who the fat people are, so you put them in the pasture.
That's the code name for a group of seats of
I'll do it, honey. It's a group of seats.
I got it. It's a you do it.
A group of seats where the fat people.
How about where large women and their husbands and their families sit?
Yes. And as we said, and you can laugh all you want about it, General, and you can say it's bad, that table, those seats, they're near the buffet.
All right, great. So all you're saying is, hi, are you fat? Here's a good seat for you, right next to the bundt cake.
Oh, my God. You know, I knew I shouldn't have called.
Well, all right, before you hang up on us, here's our idea.
Well, wait a minute. I've got, is Chef Carl Cedilia here?
Yeah, I got Chef Carl Cedilia here, Mr. Henry.
All right, so what's he doing there?
He asked what you're doing.
What I'm doing here, Mr. Henry, is I know the Dooleys from Ted's of Beverly Hills. What kind of a question is that?
I'm sorry.
No.
Well, the chef is here, and he's got an idea how we can make this thing right.
I said that I would do, I bring some cheese and some clam dip, anything to let everyone, and I'd say, hi, I'm Chef Carl Cedilia from Ted's of Beverly Hills, and entertain those people in what is called the pasture.
So you'd be exclusive to them?
I would be exclusive to them, and all the other people, the people at the Circle of Taste, the people in Beaverland, or Beavertown, whatever it was called, they lose out.
Wait a minute, you said that you'd come over to our section.
I will come over to your section when I'm done entertaining the people in the pasture. I'll come over, I'll mix up some appetizers. We have the crab cakes, the special Ted's of Beverly Hills crab cakes, and we've got a wonderful tuna tartare, we have a salmon tartare. I'll bring that over and I'll make it exclusive to the people of the pasture. And say, good evening, I'm Chef Carl Cedilia from Ted's of Beverly Hills, and I'm sure people will be excited about that. What if they've never heard of you? Why don't you sit down, Dooley, okay? Sit down.
Sit down, Steve.
You never heard of me.
Do you think that will be exciting for them?
For who?
The people in the pasture.
What's with the questions all of a sudden, Phil?
I don't know. I'm just asking.
Here's Phil Henry. I don't know. Right, that was my question. Are they going to care? Not much.
The only question we got here, Chef Cedilia, is you're going to be there. You are a celebrity. You're a celebrity to us. The people of Western Estates know you.
I'm going to send out a flyer saying that Chef Carl Cedilia will be holding forth near the buffet, we're not saying it's in the pasture. And if you never done had heard of him, he's the executive chef at Ted's of Beverly Hills. And if you never done heard of that, you can tune it in.
What are you talking about, man? Take it easy there, chef. You're talking to my wife. I know I'm talking. What is this stuff that you've never done had heard of me?
Oh, hold on, chef. Let's calm down. Bobby, you don't want to say that. Just say Chef Carl Cedilia is going to be here, and it'll be very exciting.
So how do I?
Say Chef Carl Cedilia from Ted's of Beverly Hills will be holding forth near the buffet. He'll bring dessert. He'll be making some wonderful starters, such as crab cakes, tuna tartare, salmon tartare. We'll have and also the specialty from Ted's of Beverly Hills, the Caesar Ted. And
what's the Caesar Ted?
Get a load of her, will you?
The Caesar salad.
I never heard of it.
You never heard of it? I thought you hung out at Ted's of Beverly Hills.
We do, but we don't actually eat there.
Yeah, we don't eat there. We may have a cocktail.
Okay, that sounds great, Chef. And that is that's a beautiful thing, Bobby. And here's what you say. You say, well, Margaret,
Bobby, what you tell people is, I'm so sorry about the email going out.
I can't do that.
You're going to have to.
Yeah, you're going to have to because it already went out.
Who was that?
Bud Dickman, and he's right. You're going to have to. The thing already went out.
If you sent out this email, you got to address it some way. So you might as well say, I am very sorry, and we didn't mean any offense. Obviously, it went out. It was unintended, but we've got a very special evening in store for all of you folks who will be seated near the buffet. We have Chef Carl Cedilia from Ted's of Beverly Hills.
I'm writing this down, so keep on. You're doing a good job, General.
Yeah, this is good, General. All right, well, we got Chef Carl Cedilia from Ted's of Beverly Hills. And he's going to be making his starters, a beautiful starter. He'll have the Caesar Ted, and he'll be making dessert specifically for you folks.
Well, now, what if we get complaints from Beaverland?
Yeah, we get a complaint from Beaverland.
Tough. Who cares if you get a complaint from Beaverland?
It doesn't matter, darling. You're making this up. They'll understand. We have a very special evening in store for our friends, our family friends who are sitting near the buffet for the Springtacular Feed and Fashion. And it's Chef Carl Cedilia from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Leave it at that, for God's sake.
All right. It doesn't, I don't know. It sounds pretty far out to me.
Hey, Bobby, you as somebody here this evening already said, you already stuck your foot in it. So we're trying to help you pull it out and wipe it off.
That's a real good point, Ms. Dooley. You put your foot in it. Somebody said you wiggled it around. You pulled it out. You looked at it. You see nothing but dung dripping off of it.
Okay, we get it, Chef.
Right.
Well, I don't know. I'm going to have to take it under advisement.
What does that mean?
You talk to me about it.
What do you think?
I don't know.
I guess we'll do it.
Listen, Ms. Dooley, you have no choice, okay? I'm giving up a Saturday night to come over to this place, and...
What's with you? Western Estates is one of the premier homes, one of the premier gated communities in all of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Are you being paid, Chef?
Am I being paid? Am I?
No, you're doing this gratis, and you said you'd do it gratis.
All right. Ted Cedilia, Chef Carl Cedilia at Western Estates this weekend?
No, a week from this weekend. This weekend is, what's this weekend, Phil?
This weekend would be the 30th, 40th, 15th, so
The 22nd. What's 15 plus 7?
22.
Yeah, it's the 22nd.
Okay, I'll change the date on the email.
Boy, you guys are in big trouble.
We're going to be fine.
Thanks, Chef Cedilia. That was awfully, awfully nice of you to volunteer.
Well, it's the least I could do. Ted sent me over here. He said it might be some good...
Oh, so Ted Bell sent you?
Plus, my mother used to live here about 5-6 years ago.
Oh, really? What's your mother's name?
Madeline Cedilia.
What happened?
She moved because she didn't particularly like it here when you guys took over, so...
What?
Okay, Bobby and Steve Dooley, I think we've got a plan. I think it's going to work. Thank you again, Chef Cedilia. The whole... Boy, just make sure you understand what settings your phone is on.
Well, I don't know. I wanted to call Apple and say, what do you think you're trying to do? Because when I saw the email, that didn't sound like me. But
the pasture.
I know about the pasture.
These code names, Bobby, that do nothing but belittle people.
Really? Beaverland?
I don't know. If I was like a mainstream middle-class American and somebody said that I was right out of Leave It to Beaver...
Well, I mean, Mr. Aaron's called Beaverland, so...
Yeah, leave it to Bud to take it there.
Listen, Bobby and Steve, can I show up for this thing? I'd like to,
Are you kidding me?
No, I'd like to lend my support. As a matter of fact, maybe I'd like to come by.
Well, okay, that's fantastic. Tickets are $100 a couple.
Oh, okay. So we're going to have to pay.
Oh, my God.
Take it easy, Phil. You know, I'm working it. Am I paying?
Well, I was hoping that you would. Okay, never mind.
Oh, my God, she's going to miss me.
You can't make Chef Cedilia pay.
Okay, we won't.
Cheap.
Bobby and Steve Dooley, thank you.
Cheap crepe, huh?
And the Springtacular.
Springtacular is on the weekend, the 21st, 22nd, 23rd. Or no, the 21st, 22nd, 23rd. And, well, that's 3 days.
Yeah, that's the Springtacular weekend.
Right.
And it's the Western Estates Homeowners Association Springtacular, the Feed and Fashion Show on Saturday night. Chef Carl Cedilia will be there in the buffet line.
Well, we're the people who sit near the buffet, formerly known as people in the pasture.
Yeah. It sounds like a good time, man.
You going to spend the $100?
Yeah, I don't know. I may go over there just to lend my support. What about you, General?
$100 a couple.
But that ain't bad, comparatively speaking, Bud.
Are you kidding?
All right. Well,
I'll see you there.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're going to go to the Springtacular week from Saturday night and lend our moral support to Chef Cedilia.
Yeah. And the reason you're going to go over there is you want to have some of the beef dip.
What beef dip?
Say anything about that?
What's he saying?
Says he's making he's making tartare and he's making dessert.
Oh. Okay. Because I was tempted I might go over for the beef dip.
Yeah, but you decided against it at the last minute.
Yeah. Pretty much.
That's great. So, okay, so we're all done talking about that?
Yeah.
So Bud isn't going because they're not having the beef dip. We are, and don't ask me why.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast 100.
Jesus. Call back to see if they have the beef dip.
Go ahead, man. Call them back and see if they have the beef dip.
Ms. Dooley? Ms. Dooley? Ms. Dooley? Is this... Oh, it's Steve. Steve, is your wife... Well, I'll ask you. Do you have a beef dip? Are you or are you not have the beef dip? He doesn't even know what I'm talking about. Let me have the phone.
Steve? There's nobody there, bud.
Oh.
Well, who did you think you were talking to?
I thought I heard Ms. Dooley, but...